now to the winner of the biggest prize for ceramics in Australia. Ramesh Mario Nithyendran is the recipient of the Sydney Meyer Fund Australian Ceramic Award. It's worth $50,000, and he received the award at the Shepparton Art Museum in regional Victoria over the weekend. And he joins us now by phone. Ramesh, welcome and congratulations.
Thanks, Michael.
Now, can you describe this winning work for us?
So the work that I presented at Shepparton Art Museum is an installation titled Archipelago. And the installation comprises of 10 ceramic works ranging between 30 to 170 centimetres tall on an array of different plinths or display mechanisms, which range from mirrored perspex, cardboard, compacted dirt, as well as, you know, just standard MDF plinths. The work, I guess conceptually, is a comment or dealing with issues of imperialism and worship and creation and the various figures that we idolise and construct our kind of social dealings around.
Can we talk about your style? Because I don't know what word to use, but it's very rough, I guess, is a word that comes to mind. I mean, I'm looking at other works that were finalists, and we're looking at, you know, refined ceramics with beautiful glazes and finely made characters, whereas you work, you know, very clean lines, whereas you work in a much, rougher way.
Yeah, kind of wilder. I guess the aesthetic that I'm presenting is more of an anti-aesthetic. I like to create dialogues with the orthodoxies of ceramics, especially, and as we all know, like, within our kind of conception and our history, ceramics, it's tableware and it's aligned within a craft practice. So I want to push ceramics into a highly physical realm. So I work quite really large scale and develop this grunge aesthetic. But I guess also there's this element of performance that comes into the work. So not only the performative element of creating it, where it's this highly physical approach, but also presenting this idea or presenting works where the materials of these, so materials like the clay and the glaze are kind of performing themselves in these exaggerated states. Because I guess, I don't know, in some works I've literally just gotten, you know, 2 litres of glaze and just smeared it on and poured it on and then, you know, and it's just and fired it. So I guess, it's developing a discourse around innovation. But
I'm just going to stop you there, Ramesh, because a discourse around innovation does sound like art speak.
Sorry.
But that's fine. If that helps you get to the heart of your idea, that's fine.
Yeah.
I can imagine someone who makes more refined ceramics looking at your work and saying, look, I've seen that in a Year 12 art class. You know, it looks like the sort of thing that's in every high school in the country. Can you explain to me what makes it prize winning?
Okay, well, I guess that's an interesting question. I think I've encountered a few observations like that. And I think the main thing that people need to understand is that the key element of the works is scale. So the average height of the works are about 1 metre tall. So they weigh about 60 to 80 kilos. And building works of that scale is actually, you can ask anyone who's worked with clay, quite difficult, and it takes some care and skill and experience to build works of that scale and verticality. The other thing is the materials, I guess, it's this kind of wild aesthetic may seem, I guess the success of it is that it seems fresh and energetic and not laboured, but it actually is. There are lots of considerations. For example, colour is one key one. So with all the works, there is a limited palette, so a specific palette where I'm, you know, constructing a interplay between warm and cool tones, as well as having primary colours and neutrals to get the kind of effect that I want. But in terms of the judging and what makes it prize-winning, Rebecca Coates and Kirsten Paisley, so Rebecca Coates is the acting director of the Shepparton Art Museum, and Kirsten Paisley, the deputy director of the National Gallery of Australia, came up with a very specific criteria to award the prize. They were quite transparent about that, as it's in all their press releases, and they described it on the opening night, and they talked about, material and technical innovation, the way the work interacted with the space, so the way the artist considered the space in the installation, as well as the conceptual premise, and they wanted an exciting work.
So when you say that you want to challenge the orthodoxies of ceramics, yeah. do you think that ceramic art is somehow stuck in the way that other art forms might not be? Is there a kind of conservatism around ceramics?
I think so, but I guess the interesting thing about ceramics is because I exist or I present my work in contemporary art contexts. I've only been in, I guess, two ceramic-focused shows now. So what I've actually have come in contact with through, I guess, my exploration of the medium in quite a significant way is a kind of craft context. And I'm not trying to be hierarchical and say that, you know, contemporary art is better than craft or anything like that. I think there's space for everything and they all have equal value culturally. But there's a craft sensibility, you could argue. And I guess traditionally there is...
Sorry, in your work you mean there's a craft sensibility?
No. There's a craft... I guess there's in craft production, I guess in standard... I guess in the craft production world, there is a sense of good manners, if you know what I mean. Things need to fit in certain spaces. Things have to be functional. There's design aesthetics that come into play. But I guess I'm more anti that. I want the works to be challenging and exist in their own kind of weird spaces as opposed to, yeah, I'm not concerned with little things. I'm not concerned with perfection. I'm not concerned with balance or order or symmetry of those design principles.
And is that where the politics come through, Ramesh?
Yes. Yeah, exactly. So I guess instability and tension is a aesthetic feature in all the works. And I guess that's part of the political dimension of the work as well.
Well, Ramesh, it's been tremendous to talk to you. Thank you for that robust defence. I'm really convinced. I know, I really am. Because you can understand why I would look at a picture of it and think, wow, how does that win a prize?
But you know what? I think it's good that people actually ask those questions. But the other thing is, I think encountering the works in scale, in person, and being able to see them in relation to one's body is important as well. But, you know, with our age, most people do encounter artwork online. And with studio photography, you don't get a sense of scale because it's just in a white background. But, yeah, it's good that people can, you know, have these introspective discussions and question things that happen rather than being passive consumers of what's said to them.
It's also great to see an art prize that rattles the orthodoxies.
Yeah, that's it. I think across all the whole exhibition that's been happening, because there really, if you think about ceramic practice, my one is actually the most orthodoxical in terms of material in that I've used clay and glaze, where the others actually haven't. You haven't engaged in those traditional ceramic processes as much. Like one of the artists, Adam John Cullen, his work, he's used ceramics as a process medium, so he's actually kind of poured things like cement and resin into ceramic objects and, you know, tapped the ceramic object, broken the ceramic object out and presented the internal, you know, remains of it. So there is no real feature of ceramics. So I guess the focus of the exhibition is ceramics in a contemporary art context and challenging our very perceptions of what ceramics can be.
Kids, don't try that at home with mum's best vase. Ramesh, yeah. Thank you for joining us and congratulations again.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Ramesh Marionithyendran, and he's the winner of the Sydney Meyer Fund Australian Ceramic Award. This is Books and Arts on RN. I'm Michael Cathcart. Coming up, one of the most gifted artists in colonial Australia.